Yo, it's the One Bag Show by One Bag Steve. This episode, we're going to talk about what's more popular, going to the pool or going bowling. What's your favorite 80s song? What's your favorite 90s song? And if you had $1 billion, what would you do? A billion, a big B. 1,000,000,000 in your account right now, or cash in hand, what would you do? All right, let's jump to the episode. What do you prefer doing? Going bowling or jumping in a nice pool? Me, myself, y'all can have that pool, man. I know y'all say light-skinned folks don't get ashy, but that's a lie. I be ashy all the time. I get out that chlorine, I'm gonna be ashy. It's hot outside. My eyes gonna be red. I got to eat and then let it digest, so I got to be hungry swimming around the pool. I'm good on it, brother. Now bowling, that's a whole nother story. It don't matter what time we go, it's nighttime in there. You feel me? If they got it closed off just right, nice and dark in here, I can sit down and wait my turn. Eat, drink. You feel me? The only reason why I say that too, the only reason why I got the love for bowling, because my mom used to work at a bowling alley on a military base. So, boy, it used to be nobody in there. I mean, sometimes the military guys come in there and they be getting drunk or whatever. And I was, cause I was young. I was like, man, I don't know why they ain't here. They could be doing everything else. They getting paid. Nah, when I went in the military, that's when I found out that's where all the best food at on base, period. The cafeteria, sometimes it be smacking and it's going to be cheap, but pay a little bit more. Go to the bowling alley. It's really going down, but them club sandwiches, the popcorn, chicken, the nachos, soft pretzels, all that. So with me, bowling, I'm naturally left-handed. I mean, I started out right-handed writing. And then I started writing left-handed, maybe second, third grade. So with me, I bowl left and right-handed. So it's like, when I throw it left-handed, it's going to be either a lot of spin on it. Like, it's gonna come out my right hand, hit the right side. And while you, right when you think it's about to hit the gutter, it's going to spin real quick. Hit the middle. Ah. When I throw it with the right hand, it's going straight. Trying to put no spin on that. I'm throwing hard as I can with my right hand. You feel me? Plus, it's like, man, if it's six of us, probably I'm eating all the time. You feel me? And then I just bowl with the other hand. Like, I eat with my right hand and bowl with my left. Then I used to play with the little air thing. Me, I ain't one of them people. I'm trying to get the heaviest ball. I'm trying to get the lightest ball I can so I can fling this mug. So I can throw it hard as I can. Maybe if I hit it hard enough, one of these pins will bounce off of here, bounce off of that, hit something else and knock them all down. When people are throwing that heavy ball, that just done. I mean, is that a pride thing? You trying to show off or something? And I get to wear the cool bowling shoes. And it's like I said, the neon lights gonna hit everything, the black lights or whatever. The bowling shoes will never match, and they're always reusable. I ain't gotta buy no bowling shoes. I can just, they gonna give me some. That's something I might want to invest in, a bowling alley. But yeah, what's better for you? Nice dip in the pool or going bowling? What's your favorite 80s song of all time?
Mine's gotta be
Rick James, Super Freak. She's super freaky now, but nah. It's a story behind it that it made me listen to that song every time I think about the story. So boom, in the military, we in basic training. Every week, you got a part where they'll instructor gonna take you in the classroom. He gonna tell you a little history about the Air Force or whatever branch you in. And then he gonna pass out your letters and your gifts and or whatever everybody done, your family done sent you. First week, be going in there, the line up, you know, we get in there. He's like, all right, everybody say, sit down, sit on the ground. He about to read the thing. And he looked and he stopped and he like, you right here, come here. And I look over to see who he talking about, cause you know me, I'm trying to fade to black. I ain't trying to be involved, but I still want to see what's going on. So, buddy, you know how you got your jacket, well, your coat, your top coat, your top shirt, or whatever, your long sleeve, with your name tag on it, and your rank and all this other stuff on it. Buddy, done unbutton his, like we just in here cooling. You feel me? He ain't said we can take these off. He ain't said we could unbutton these, nothing. He like, oh, okay. Come up here. Stand right here. Who you, like, did I say you could do that? Did I say you could unbutton your blouse? Did I say you could unbutton your top? So who you think you is? You think you Rick James? So you think you a super freak, huh? You gonna stand up here, you gonna open and close it. And every time you open and close, you gonna say, I'm a super freak.
But I'm talking about
when I say I was in cracking up in my head, boy.
Like, I'm talking about
cracking up, boy, because he ain't finna call me out next. Plus, it's another thing about that song, too. Shout out to Dave Chappelle when he did them. Rest in peace, Charlie Murphy. When he did them stories with Charlie Murphy, and they was doing that. And he was showing the real Rick James. Like, I went back and listened to all his songs. Ebony Eyes, all that. But Super Freak was the one, dog. She's a super freak. Super freak. She's super freaky. When I heard them Charlie Murphy stories, it put that song into a full perspective for me. Like, Rick James was out here wildin'. And ever since then, I was like, man, I love this song. Because he out here, while he putting people on blast. He calling, she's super freaky now. Like, he was putting her out on blast back in the 80s, boy. Like, Rick James, iconic. Black History Month, man. Rick James, one of the first brothers to put a lady out on blast on my song. Yeah, so my favorite 80s songs gotta be Super Freak by Rick James. What is your favorite 90s song? My favorite 90s song gotta be Ice Cube. Today Was a Good Day. Boy, the song along with the video set it off for me. Like, I used to listen to that song all the time. Then as I got older and Swisher House started coming around, I had to have it chopped and screwed. Like, I had never heard the original song, like the dude singing, I keep boom, again. Like, that song. Boy, like, today was a good day. Boy, when Ice Cube came out with that, I was hoping that it was gonna be a remix to this song. Like, it still ain't too late. Shout out to Ice Cube, man. It still ain't too late. Put out the Today Was a Good Day remix right now. Get Snoop. Get Dr. Dre. If you can find Warren G. Dedicate the song to Nate Dogg if you got to, bro. But that was one of the most fire songs I had ever heard in my life. Because it just had a storyline. And mama cooked a breakfast with no hog. You feel me? Hey. Ice Cube walked us through a day in the life of Friday, dog. Like, he took us before Friday came out. Or I don't know. I ain't got the real history of it because I ain't really look it up. But Today Was a Good Day should have been the alternate ego of Friday. Like, if they was gonna do it, they should come out with a Saturday and call it. That's what it should be. That should be the anthem of the song. Like, not even have the words on it, but that be the exact time for like what this song was about, like even how the video ended. If you're too young to know what I'm talking about, then you don't know. But the video, how the video ended, and he ended up still getting jammed up. The day was still a good day. He woke up, breakfast was made. He went, shot some dice, won, went and played some hoops, got a triple double, picked up a shorty that he been trying to thrash. Look it up in the Katash. Run down through the tub. Finished her. Left her. Didn't have to rob or jack nobody. Didn't get robbed or jacked. Made it back home safely. And then something happened. So technically he did have a good day. Cause you never know. His neighborhood probably was rough. Like looking based off of Friday, his neighborhood probably was rough. But Today Was a Good Day was my favorite 90s song of all time. Like, what's your favorite 90s song? If you had $1 billion, what would you do? If you had $1 billion, what would you do? See, me personally, I'm just gonna take care of my whole family. Like, I'm gonna come to you. I ain't gonna tell you that I got $1 billion. Come to you, be like, don't I owe you $100? That's how I'm gonna start it out first. Don't I owe you $100? Then I'm like, yeah. And when I give you this $100, and I get this, no, please believe. Even if I didn't owe you $100, I gave you these $100. Now, if you bring up some other money, I'm like, oh, yeah, $4,000, $5,000, whatever. I give you that. I just hand you that in cash. Don't be looking for nothing else. Don't ask no questions. Don't ask me how. Just take this money and get the hell on. Because that's what I'm finna do. I'm finna get my passport, get my ID, get all my affairs in order, sell everything that I own. Because, yeah, I'm that type of person. I'm still going to sell everything I own. I don't care if I sell it for a dollar. I'm talking about from the clothes to the socks to the drawers. Everything got to go. Then I'm moving out the country. I don't know what country I'm moving to, but I'm gone. To my $1 billion. Whatever that $1 billion quadruple at, that's where I'm going. Building me a beautiful estate and living there forever. Like coming back to America, 10 years, I might come back. Like, I was like, oh man, I kind of miss it. I'm back. I ain't gonna be back for long. If I've been gone for 10 years, I'm coming back for 10 days and then I'm gone. Like, how you over here for 10 days? You must be on vacation or something. Your job let you get 10 days off like this? Yeah, my job. Sure, that's what we going with. But yeah, definitely. Now my immediate family, yeah, I'm gonna fill them in. My sisters and my mama and my nieces. Other than that, the rest of my family, they're not going to know. Unless I just slip up and say it, but no. Like, and if you find out, then I'm going to give you some hush money. Like, don't tell nobody else. I don't want to hook up with none of your friends. I don't want to meet nobody. None of that. I don't want to talk to nobody. I ain't trying to help nobody. I helped you. That's it. Now, if you desperately and really need it, if I see you really need it, then I'll surprise you with something. If I'm looking at it, I'm watching it, I'll surprise you with it. Now, another thing I thought about, maybe what I could do, is just get some money to my aunties and let them delegate it down to their kids. That way, I ain't got to sweat it. Like, it ain't on me. Like, I gave y'all money. That was on your mama or your daddy that didn't give you no money. They did that. It wasn't me. I gave money. Go ask them about it. Gave them $100,000 apiece. They were supposed to look out for y'all. And they said that wasn't enough to look out for you and them. They wrong. They dead wrong. They probably never seen $100,000 in their hand collectively in one place at one time in their whole life. So for them to not split it down and bust it down with y'all, that's dirty. But for me, that's what I do. Look out for my immediate family. And then get my aunties. $100,000 apiece. Look out for your kids, whatever they need. Don't never tell them you got this money. Just keep this money to yourself. Yeah, what would you do if you got $1 billion today? I want to thank God, thank the listeners. Follow me on Facebook, Stephen Gray, One Bag Steve. Follow me on Instagram at One Bag Steve. Follow me on Twitter at One Bag Steve. Add me on Snap, Fuzzy _ Slipper. That's Fuzzy _ Slippa. If you don't know what the underscore is, it's the dash, but it's the floor dash. It's the one on the ground, the line dash. I wish I could draw it out and show it to you. But thank you guys for listening. And on the next episode, we're going to talk about texting or calling. Which one do you prefer to do? And we're going to have another story time. What's your favorite beach? And what was your favorite snack at break or recess? Thank you guys for listening. God bless.